The following is a room conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 21st, 1975, in Durban, South Africa.
The questions in order is, the first one is, within Vedic culture, what is meant by bhakti yoga? The second one,
yes, we just learn it. But Vedic culture is that we are living entities. Somehow or other, we have fallen in this material world and encased in this body or other body. So material world means the spirit soul is wandering throughout the universe under material conditions. And the Vedic knowledge is to get him out of this material condition and take him again to the spiritual world. This is Vedic knowledge.
And bhakti,
bhakti yoga is the direct method. There are many methods recommended: karma, gyan, yoga, and at last bhakti. There are different steps of the same staircase going upwards, and bhakti yoga is the topmost platform.
And bhakti is a devotional surrender.
Yes. Spiritual world means there the Supreme Lord is supreme, nobody else. And all others there engaged in his service. This is spiritual world. Here in the material world, everyone is trying to be master. In the spiritual world, there is no such a thing. They know the master is only God, and all others are servants. That is the difference between material world and spiritual.
I think that's understood. Second question. We were talking about that in this documentary, Search of Truth. And do you think that there is any other way to actually realize God in truth and
God life? Can be realized through bhakti, surrender. Otherwise, even if it is realized, it is partial, not complete.
Well, that answers that.
Bhakti is like, I have got some official servant and I have got very confidential servant. So, to my confidential servant, everything is disclosed. He knows everything. But official servant, he may not know everything. Therefore, bhakti is the confidential part of understanding God. Otherwise, they understand vaguely, impartially, not sufficiently. In the Bhagavad Gita there is a part. Mayasaktamanapratha yogam jandam malasara samagram asamsayam samagram vandhuladasa. You can call me. That is the first shloka of the Samhita.
Śrī Bhagavān uvāca, māyā śakta manā pārta yogaṁ yunjan mat āśrayaṁ asaṁśayaṁ samagraṁ māṁ yathā gyā śyasi tat chunu. Now hear, O son of Pita, Arjuna, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt.
That answers it. I have that
chapter.
Bhagavad Gita, seventh chapter, first text, 7:1.
Well,
Bhagavad Gita answers all the questions I wanted before that. Mm-hmm. We'd just like to say it's been very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
We're
both,
on our way trying to
find truth ourselves.
Asamsa, these two words are very important. Asamsa, without any doubt. Everyone, every religion, they have no doubtless understanding of God. Everyone has some doubt. Neither complete. That is only in bhakti yoga.
Well, he's just discovering veils of ignorance because he tried to...
Any religious system, ask them what is it? What do you understand by God? They will not be able to explain. Because that is not complete, not doubtless. Therefore, these two words have been in asamsa and samadhi.
We've our reading has only drawn forth a lot of conflicting answers so far. We've been reading into Hindu philosophies, and most of the answers conflict with each other.
So which book you are reading?
Well, we've been just reading mainly biographies by Swamis and Yogis, Aurobindo, and his synthesis of Yoga.
They have no reality. They are simply jewelry of words there.
It's new for us, so I'm not very...
Yeah,
it's very new for us. We've only been doing it for a few months.
Read Bhagavad Gita as it is.
I've got it. I am reading it. Each time I read it, I find I'm reading it no better.
Aurobindo has no clear knowledge. And which other Swami you are reading?
We've read... which one did you read?
He has knowledge.
We've started practicing at transcendental meditation. We have found that by practicing the meditation, we have had a change in consciousness and has led us into further inquiry. So we found that that has been valuable in a certain way. And that's the only actual practice. We have been reading things like Muktananda and Kundalini Yoga and that sort of stuff. The Hatha Yoga. So it's just been an inquiry of our own, which we've never done before. We've only been exposed to our own Christian scriptures. And we find in Bhakti Yoga and Christianity a lot of similarities. They're the same as far as we can see. It's difficult, though, to understand our scriptures. And
no, in Bhagavad Gita, everything is clearly explained.
That's right. Our scriptures are interpreted, and we've been taught to interpret them in a certain way. And it's not very clear.
So, what scripture you are?
Well, the Bible. But we only know the Bible as we've been told it, and it's been told to us by unrealized men, and we ended up being virtually atheistically defined. And so that led to the
so in the Bible, what is the conception of God?
It's very unclear.
That is, I was thinking. There are many religions.
To identify with it.
There is no clear concept.
That's right. And I think this is the reason that leads you away. We have been led away from the Bible.
Mm.
Because of that, there's nothing clear. And everybody who has read it to us has read it to us in a different way. But I would say that the finest book we have read is Bhagavad Gita.
Right.
There's no question. Thank you.